What's the takeaway for parents with this?
Well, number one, I think, is social media. The longer we can push off allowing our kids to be on social media, we are learning, the better. I think lots of families are getting creative. We did a story here, I know, Becky Worley, on landlines, right? Flip phones for kids may be an option so that they can have access to communicating without all the other things that come with smartphones. The American Academy of Pediatrics has a whole host of information that families can use, a family media plan, and actually something they call the five C's. So the first C is child, so knowing your child. What are they interested in? Why might they be wanting to use a phone? Are they artistic or musical content? What kind of apps are they interested in using? And how do we show them how to steer away from negative and inappropriate content? The third C is calm. So finding ways to emotionally regulate that doesn't involve the phones, finding ways to fall asleep at bedtime. The next C has to do with crowding out. You want to make sure it's not crowding out other things like physical activity and homework. And the last is communication. Open lines of communication with your kids about this.
Let my son tell it. He's the only 11-year-old in the world who doesn't have a phone, but I'm glad
mine does not either. No social media, no phone.